Imagine driving the kid who's been tormenting your daughter to school every morning.
That's
because,
so tough.
Because you already told this kid's mom you absolutely would. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Eileen agreed to help out her neighbor, who's a single mom, needs the help. And she agreed to help her by driving her son to school this year along with her own daughter. How generous of Eileen. Except now her daughter tells her this kid has been bullying her all summer. The same kid she agreed to drive to school. Now
that's
what?
So bad.
Let's get Eileen, who's been on hold. Let me, by the way, if you guys have suggestions on what you think she should do, by all means, 585-252-9800. Hi, Eileen. Thanks for coming on the air this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you.
So you're welcome. So just wondering, why did you want to talk about this on air?
Because I could use some advice and kind of want to cast a wide net on that.
Sure.
Okay.
You know, so it's not a newsworthy conversation. So I'm not calling Channel 10. It's just that there's some drama. So I am curious what other moms or dads would do on this one.
Okay. Let it rip.
Okay. Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, I agreed to drive my neighbor's son to school this year. So my neighbor's a single mom. She works early. I wanted to help her out. So I said, no problem. I would take him with my daughter. They've known each other for a very long time. So it wasn't really a big deal. I was taking my daughter to school anyway.
Got
you know,
yeah.
Not a problem. Fast forward this week, my daughter comes to me. She's sobbing. She's in tears. She's telling me that that this boy, this same boy that I'm supposed to drive every morning, has been bullying her at school.
Okay, that's not great.
And you just found this out this week.
Right. So he's been calling her names. He's been making fun of her in front of the other kids. They were at the pool and at camp and just saying stuff about her weight. Like,
oh, my God.
Just
horrific.
Yeah, just... Yeah, not nice.
How, by the way, Eileen, how old are they?
They're about 10.
Okay,
so, I mean, old enough to know better.
So...
Old enough to know better.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely see the dilemma. Like, if you continue to bring this kid to school, I mean, it's probably going to traumatize your daughter and make it seem like you're not on her side or listening to anything that she's saying truly. But if you don't... I mean, you're going to kind of screw over this mom, to be honest.
Right. And I don't want to screw over a single mom, right?
Yeah, but she's got enough on her plate.
Have you had this conversation with her about her son yet?
Yeah, I tried to. I mentioned something to the mom because, right, that's the first step,
sure.
Right?
Obviously.
If we can get it resolved, then everybody wins. But.
Sure.
She was kind of in denial about it. She told me to my face that her son would never do something
right,
like that.
They never did, even though there's video evidence. Right, of course.
I mean, my instinct is to just send her a text and back out because, you know, it's my kid. Like,
right.
My kid is...
You're not going to have your kid uncomfortable in their own car. Also, there raises another question about if you were to parent this child... She could flip out, which, I mean, could be best case scenario because then she'd pull out. But I don't know if she would do that because she really needs you for a ride.
This is your daughter we're talking about. So obviously that's the first priority, not your neighbor's kid, who's obviously bullying your daughter. That's an issue.
But I get it, though. If you were to need something from her in the future, you're probably not going to get it.
And, you know, yeah, I understand. I get it. You said she's a single mom and she could use the help.
Yeah. Yeah, she could. But, I mean, I can't have, it's one thing for me to say, hey, kid, you know, work it out. Like, you can, you know, grow a pair and do the hard things, right? Like, I'm all about that as a parent, but there's a difference between that and making her sit with the bully in the car every day.
Maybe it's a conversation you just have with the kid one-on-one or with your daughter there present.
Yeah, and then she sues you for who knows what.
You know, she... So, what's your gut leaning towards
her
right now?
Therapy bills,
right? Literally,
years, right?
that's part.
No, there's nothing wrong with sitting down and being like, do you want to talk this out and hash this out? Like, why are you saying these things to my daughter? You can have a conversation with him. He's 10. He knows what he's doing at this point.
So yeah, but I could see that blowing up in my face, too.
So where's your, what's your gut telling you? What are you leaning towards?
My gut is leaning towards backing out. It's not my job to parent somebody else's kid.
So if you guys are just tuning in, here's the dilemma. Does Eileen back out and risk letting down this mom who's kind of really counting on her? Or does she keep her promise and, I don't know, basically force her daughter to ride to school with this 10-year-old punk every day?
Her arch nemesis, essentially.
Right. Yeah, I would put your daughter first in this situation, but that's me. Let us know what you decide to do. We're going to get to some messages coming in right now, Eileen.
It's definitely a tough situation to be in. We feel for you.
It sounds like you're just going to have the conversation with the mom that you can't do it. She'll figure out. There's other alternatives. I'm sure she'll figure it out.
I guess. I don't know if I should maybe like wait till a weekend to give her some time to.
Yeah.
You're
a good person.
Or,
you're a good person. Let's just put it that way.
I'm
thoughtful.
Trying to be.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
Trying to be.
Well, yeah, clearly. I mean, considering it's weighing on you, because there's other people that'd be like, well, screw you. You figure it out on your own. And you're trying trying to do the right thing here, obviously. That's clear. We'll get to some messages here, but I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your help with this one.
Oh, no problem, Eileen. We'll do our best to see if we can help. All right, guys, 585-252-9800. Eileen, have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
All right. First message we get is from a mom named Sarah who says, nope, absolutely not. I love when people write in all caps.
Yep.
As a mom, I would be livid. No way would I force my daughter to be around someone who torments her. That's not just a car ride. That's sending a message to your daughter that her comfort doesn't matter. This person says, I'd still drive them. Go ahead.
This person says, why don't kids ride the bus anymore? Just
nobody
such
rides.
A valid question.
It's a very valid question. But, you know, who did we talk to yesterday on the show for parental? Linda from Greece.
Yeah.
That was an issue. Her son just got his bus route. He's got to walk a half a mile to the bus stop, and some kids are barely leaving the driveway.
Yeah.
So this person said, I'd still drive him, but I make it clear to both kids that bullying is not tolerated. And if it happens again, he's out. Give him one last chance to clean it up. It sounds like a tough situation, but is it?
I mean...
Is it? You're going to put your kid first.
I think the someone who would have a tough time with this is someone who does not deal with confrontation. That's basically what it is.
Here's what made this situation even easier. The fact that she brought it up to this kid's mom and she was like, not my Tanner. You know, I'm like, all right, see ya. If this mom's already in denial, nothing's going to change. Eileen's daughter shouldn't have to sit and be uncomfortable each morning when the school year starts because this kid needs a ride to school. Let his mom figure it out. Sean says, tell this punk to take the bus or a hot air balloon to school. He wouldn't be getting in my car, that's for sure.
Not my Tanner.
Yeah, and you know, people are asking too, can't this mom have a sit down with both kids present? It is going to be a little uncomfortable, which what I mentioned earlier, but sometimes putting the issue on the table makes it stop. Sad that the other mom's in denial, but some people, you know.
These things happen.
These things absolutely happen. Eileen, thanks for calling in this morning. I appreciate it. And all the messages coming in. I wouldn't drive them.
You're never having kids.
I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if this were the case, if I was in her shoes, I'd be like, good luck to you.
I'd give him one more chance. And if he can't do it. He's out.
PXY mornings.
On the side of the road. What do I care?
No, you definitely.
Talk child abuse charges.
Right.
Connect with PXY mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Okay, everybody, keep your pants on. Fringe Fest is coming to town, but it's not just coming back, baby. It's back in full swing for the first time ever, teaming up with our friends at Three Heads Brewing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're doing their debut custom brew for the first time ever. There will be an ESL Rochester Fringe Fest beer.
Let me tell you why I'm excited about this. One, I missed last year because I didn't even know about it. Along with the year before, you did know about it.
We literally couldn't stop talking about it.
This year, I'm very excited. When are the dates, by the way?
Oh, for Fringe, coming up here begins the 9th. Which, will you be here? Nope, definitely won't.
No, it
ends the 20th. You'll definitely be here by then. So it's a 2-week festival. You'll absolutely have a blasty blast. But do you have any guesses? Do you want to take a stab at what the flavor is?
As far as like...
What the beer is.
I'm going to go with...
As far as the vibe. No, the beer.
Oh, I'm IPA?
That is the most generic thing you could have ever said.
Let's do a little pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice latte ale.
Is it really?
Period.
There it is.
It's perfect for the season, and it's absolutely delicious for the launch of the first beer, Fringe beer, they've ever had. So I'm glad that it's our friends at Three Heads, because obviously we're obsessed with them. And there's other Fringe fests that happen around the world that have launched beers. So Rochester was like, oh, we need to do that. And we need to do it immediately. So they did a little like taste test sample last night at Three Heads. And then they did a couple food trucks outside, a little pop-up 2025 Fringe guide for the festival next month. And people are excited. I think it's going to add a new element to the festival. It's going to draw some more people in. And not only is the like flavor delicious, is it flavor? Is that the word I'm supposed to be using?
I would say the flavor, the taste.
Yeah, the taste of the beer is the pumpkin spice latte, but the can is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, we love
so
a good can.
So go check it out. A
collector's item.
I mean, love your cans.
It's a big deal though, guys. I mean, since what they debuted in 2012, Fringe Fest. It's drawn almost a million visitors from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you got over 6,000 diverse performances, events. I can't believe I missed this last year.
Yeah.
Still kicking myself. I didn't know about it.
Right.
A press pass has been in my mailbox upstairs for like...
literally.
Taylor Swift! Travis Kelce and Taylor finally tied the knot, and we're all very excited for them.
Did not tie the knot.
They're going to. They got engaged.
Bruce is like, they're married, everyone!
They got engaged. We're flipping to a love story that's lasted almost 45 years. I want to talk to my mom, Lois, who's going to be joining us live, because she's going to give her best advice on what makes a marriage actually work. This Saturday is my parents' 45th anniversary. We're very excited for them. And we're going to get Lois on the phone, who we don't typically talk to, Breezy.
No, we do not.
But she's coming up next. Stay there. It's PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free. And always will be.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. So this past Tuesday at like 1 in the afternoon, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged in front of a bunch of plants.
Nope.
What a weird time to propose.
Nope, that's not what happened.
It was in the garden section at Home Depot.
Nope.
Anyone listening who has been married for a long time understands and knows how much work it takes. I mean, that's with any relationship, right?
Sure.
Your parents have been married how long?
I think 35 years.
Long time. Now, I've heard the first 7 years of marriage is always the hardest. Some couples,
really?
Yeah, some couples don't make it to that first 7 years. Life happens, but if you truly love the person deep down, you will do just about anything to make it work. And I think my parents, Lois and Phil, have always been just a really great example of what love is, and I've always looked up to them in the relationship. And this Saturday is my parents. They're going to be celebrating their 45th wedding anniversary.
That's insane.
So with Travis and Taylor getting married, or maybe even some of our listeners, I thought, why not bring my mom, Lois, onto the show to give some advice on marriage? Hi, Mom.
Lois! Good morning, guys.
My queen!
What are you doing right now?
Watching TV. I had my espresso.
Well, of course you did.
She goes watching TV and not listening to the radio. Right. What are you doing right now?
She's not your mom. So really quick.
Lois calls in like once a year.
Right. For people who have never heard you on the show, Mom, before, or know your backstory, my mother's Polish. Her name is Lois. She's an angel.
No, she isn't.
And just tell us really quickly how you and Dad met.
Oh, gosh. Well, we actually met on the soccer field, and we kind of had an instant attraction to each other.
Was it the shin guards?
Yeah, yeah. I had the shin guards on.
Oh, okay, you dirty dog.
I thought you guys met at a club.
Well, we met on the soccer field.
Yeah.
And then I went out with some friends, and your father was there, and we kind of started talking, and things just kind of progressed from there.
You and Vinyl is like crazy.
It was an instant attraction.
Now, when you met Dad, were you in a relationship currently at the time or no?
I was. I was.
Oh my God. Lois!
Mom.
Oh my God, you hussy. I love it.
Mom, give us some tips for everybody listening. 45 years this Saturday, you and Dad. So tell us a little bit about what it takes to have a marriage for that long.
Oh, I'll give you a couple. Well, first thing is when you're a woman and you tell your husband, I'll be down in 5 minutes, know that 5 minutes is really 45 minutes. So tell your husband, go fix yourself a drink and wait for me.
We love an honest queen.
Yeah, we do. No wonder Dad drinks so much. Okay. All right, that's a good one. Okay.
It's kind of nice to leave notes for each other.
Oh, I love that.
When I was working, I would leave notes attached to a coffee mug for Daddy, either inside the coffee mug, just, I love you, have a great day, with a smiley face, or when Dad would go out, he would do the same thing. So it was kind of special, you know.
That's so cute.
I didn't know that Dad left notes for you. I was not aware of that. Yeah, so that's an interesting way too. That's a good way to keep the relationship.
Just
friends.
Knowing that you're thinking of one another.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes I'd find him in my coffee mug, and I'd just leave him on the counter. When he'd get home, I'd thank him for the note.
Okay.
Another thing I think, don't take everything so serious. Laughing and acting silly. We don't do it in front of our kids, but just, you know, acting goofy at times and just horsing around, and it just kind of brings you closer to each other.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not that serious.
Kind of living in the moment.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
do you and Dad ever run out of things to talk about, Mom?
I know. I was going to ask that too.
I mean, after 45 years of marriage, do you ever like just sit there in silence? I've seen you do it.
Oh, yeah.
She's disassociating. Oh,
yeah. I mean, you know what? Going through day-to-day life and just, you know, trying to find stuff to talk about. So what'd you buy at Home Depot today, or what'd you get at Wegmans, you know?
Right.
It's not like that. You know, you have your moments where you're, you know,
silent.
You're quiet. And
yeah.
Yeah. You both need your space.
Sure.
And just, you know, respecting that, too. You know, there's times that I just want to be alone, and, you know, Dad has his moments where he's like, he'll be watching a movie. I'll go upstairs. I'll have my time alone, or, you know, we'll go out to lunch with our friends. So it's kind of nice just to give each other that space.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's,
you know,
fair. That's healthy.
And I think one of the struggles that you guys had too was that when Grandma was still with us. I mean, you were her caretaker for almost 11 years, and you guys weren't capable of going on a date for almost 11 years because you were by Grandma's side. All the time. How did you guys like get over that hump?
That was a big challenge. That was 11 years of taking care of her, and you know, that's when Chris is still living.
That's a fourth of your marriage, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
And Chris was still living home. And so he was kind of like, you know, I hate to say it, but we kind of like relied on him for times when we wanted to go out to dinner.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was great with that.
Yeah. My younger brother was very helpful in that situation.
Dad had a lot of patience for that. Dad had a lot of patience for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Mom, I mean, all in all, what's the, if you can leave anybody listening right now who's married,
especially Taylor and Travis.
Yeah. Especially Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. What's the one thing you tell them?
Well, I think you need to really have respect and communication in a relationship. and coming from where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things against him, but there's a lot of things that could make that relationship really strong.
Yeah.
And I think respect and communication, you know, and being in the limelight, that's tough.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a lot of work. But if they're truly in love and they love each other, they'll make it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
They have a lot of conversations that behind the scenes that we don't hear or see. And so I think they're going to be super happy. Mom,
I'm happy for them.
Lois, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on. I love chatting with you, even if it is only once a year. But I did want to leave you with one.
Well, you never call me.
I know. I need to reach out more. But I did want to leave you with one question. You have had a beautiful, successful marriage with ups and downs for the past 45 years. And you have three beautiful children out of it. Two of which are happily married with kids of their own. How amazing of it for you to be a grandma. I just have one question. What do you think is wrong with Moose? I'm just asking on behalf of all of Rochester. The commitment issues are strong.
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
All are, truly.
I'm like, is it something that we did?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mom, happy anniversary to you, Dad. Thank you so much. I love you.
Lois, I want you to know
I'm not done with the conversation.
It's not your fault.
I will see you in Italy. Okay.
That's going to be romantic, Lois. I cannot wait for you and Phil Sr. and Phil Jr. to share a hotel on your 45th wedding anniversary.
This is going to be another phone call, Breezy.
I'm going to be sleeping between them. All right, Ma, love you. Have a great day.
All right, love you guys. You too.
All right, bye.
Why didn't she answer the question?
She, deep down, she has no idea how messed up I truly am. 98 PXY.